A child doesn't become what a father says. A child becomes what a father is. I'll never forget when I became a dad. Yes, I became a biological father at some point in November, December of 1994. Paul was born August 27th of 1995. And it was 3 months later in Orlando, Florida, around Thanksgiving, when Jamie's parents, as a Christmas gift, took the whole family to Disney World. This is when I became a dad. It was a hot, muggy day. Paul was 3 months old, and he was visibly miserable. But it was a great day, all in all. The whole Bartlett family, which is Jamie's family, was in our room after spending a full day at Walt Disney World, but we had to come back and watch the Chiefs lose. Excuse me, that was a Freudian slip there, I think. But anyway, so they were all gathered in our room, and it was great that we were all together. But Paul started getting agitated. We couldn't figure out what was going on, and the more we fussed with him, the more agitated Paul got. We thought that he had air in his belly, and so we tried to burp him. And of course, being 12 now, you notice I save the story when he's not here. You know, but being 12 now and about this tall, it's hard for me to imagine I ever could hold him and burp him. You know, but anyway, that made him more mad. We thought he was hot from the day, so we took his clothes off down to his diaper, and he still cried. And I mean, the more we tried to do, the madder this kid got. Finally, we said, maybe he's hungry or something. Well, for a three-month-old baby, we had an 8-ounce bottle of formula, and he slammed that down quicker than life. But it kept him quiet, and we thought, wow, maybe that's what he needed, right? But we took the bottle away from him just to give him more, and guess what? That even made him more mad, right? And at that point, the family decided it was a good time to exit the room and watch the Chiefs in their own room. But anyway, as just brand new parents did, we were trying to different things to settle him down, you know, walking around the room, putting him in front of the air conditioner, whatever, and nothing helped. And finally, I said, I'm just going to sit down on the bed, and I crossed my legs, and I laid him right there between my legs with his facing the ceiling, and he just continued to cry. I mean, I'm telling you, this kid was mad. He was obviously taken after his mother. I may be dumb, but I'm not, you know. But anyway, all of a sudden, he threw up. And, you know, we were like, praise God, because he quit crying. But, you know, in that split second, whenever your brain is working faster than your body can respond, at the same time we were saying praise God, we were going, oh my God, he's not saying anything, he's not doing anything. And what had happened, he'd thrown up and aspirated everything that he threw up, because I realized there was no mess on the bed or anything. He'd breathed everything into his lungs. And so here we were, you know, immediately Jamie says, I'm gonna go get mom. And, you know, being the macho new dad, I said, oh wait, you know, we'll take care of this. And I'm sure it was just a second or two later, and I said, go get your mom and dad. Because I had him like this, and I had his head down, and we were patting his back, and I'd bring it back up, and I had no clue. I just thought, hey, you know, head down, maybe it'll run out, right? And so, you know, you know how it is whenever you're doing things, and then all of a sudden you realize, oh my gosh, if I don't do something quick, I'm going to lose my boy. And when he started turning blue, I realized I was really in serious trouble. And I mean, I was down here, and by that time Jamie's parents were in, and I can still hear Jamie's dad going, come on, Paul, I know you can do it. Come on, buddy. Just like that. And what seemed like an eternity, and I'm sure it wasn't over a minute or two. I mean, I really don't know. I raised him up, and everything came out. And we praised God for the noise that we heard. It was weak, but praise God, it was a cry. And we spent the rest of that night in the emergency room trying to make sure his lungs were all cleaned out. But that was when I became a dad.